Addenda used with real estate contracts. List of addenda and their purposes. What are addenda? When agents need to add or further describe the rights and duties of the parties to a real estate transaction, they will attach an addendum to the contract. The attached addendum or addenda, if more than one, becomes a part of the contract. TREC provides addenda for contingencies, such as the sale of other property, financing, and the appraisal contingency. Other addenda forms may give the buyer the authority to conduct additional inspections, including environmental, hazardous wastes, or endangered species research. Unsatisfactory results from the testing or research may be grounds for termination of the contract. If a provision in an addendum contradicts one, in the main body of the contract, the addendum's provision prevails. Addenda to be aware of. TREC promulgates the following addenda for license holders to use with the promulgated real estate contracts. Addendum for sale of other property by buyer, TREC contract number 10-6. The agent will attach this addendum, which makes the contract contingent on the sale of the buyer's existing property within a specified time frame. Addendum for backup contract, TREC contract number 11-8. This form is for use when a seller has a first contract with another buyer. Attach this addendum to the backup contract that is contingent upon the termination of the first contract. Addendum for release of liability on assumed loan and or restoration of sellers, VA entitlement, TREC contract number 12-3. Agents will attach this addendum when the buyer is assuming the seller's loan. The form contains two options. Option A provides for the release of the seller's liability on the loan the buyer is assuming. Option B provides for the restoration of the seller's entitlement for a VA loan if the buyer is assuming the seller's VA loan. Seller's temporary residential lease, TREC contract number 15-6. If a buyer and seller agree that the seller may occupy the property after the closing, an agent will attach this form to the contract. The form states that the seller may occupy the property as a tenant of the new owner for less than 90 days, after the closing for a specified daily amount. This rental agreement is temporary. Buyer's temporary residential lease, TREC contract number 16-6. If a buyer and seller agree that the buyer may occupy the property before the closing, then an agent will attach this form to the contract. The form states that the buyer may occupy the property for less than 90 days before the closing for a specified daily amount. This rental agreement is temporary. Seller's financing addendum, TREC contract number 26-8. This addendum is for use when the seller is financing all or a portion of the purchase price. The form contains provisions for the financing terms. Environmental assessment, threatened of endangered species, and wetlands addendum, TREC contract number 28-2. The agent will attach this form to the contract if the buyer has concerns about the surrounding environment affecting the property. This addendum enables the buyer to obtain an environmental assessment of the property, a report from a natural resources professional concerning threatened wildlife, or a report from an environmental specialist to determine if there are wetlands on the property. Addendum for coastal area property, TREC contract number 33-2. This addendum gives the buyer or grantee the statutory notice that the property adjoins and shares a common boundary with the tidally influenced submerged lands of the state. This notice is important because the land's boundaries could change, causing the owner to gain or lose portions of the property. Addendum for property, located seaward of the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway, TREC contract number 34-4. This addendum contains the statutory disclosure notifying a buyer that the property they are purchasing is located seaward of the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway, which could carry the risk of economic loss for the purchaser. The form contains statutory language from the Texas Natural Resources Code, Section 61.025. Addendum for property. Subject to mandatory membership in a property owner's association. TREC contract number 36-10. Use this addendum for properties in subdivisions, not condominiums, with mandatory property owners associations. Notice of buyer's termination of contract. TREC contract number 38-9. The agent will complete this form when a buyer wants to terminate an existing contract with a seller. The agent must check the box next to the reason for terminating the agreement. For example, the buyer cannot obtain financing to purchase the property. Third-party financing addendum, TREC contract number 40-11. Agents will attach this addendum when a buyer is obtaining financing from a third party, including conventional and government financing. The form contains blank fields for the terms of the loan. Loan assumption addendum, TREC contract number 41-3. Attach this addendum if the buyer is assuming the seller's existing loan. Addendum for reservation of oil, gas and other minerals. TREC contract number 44-3. If a seller wants to reserve all or a portion of the property's mineral estate, the agent will attach this form. Short sale addendum, TREC contract number 45-2. TREC provides this addendum for license holder use due to the specific nature of a short sale. Addendum for property in a propane gas system service area. TREC contract number 47-0. Attach this addendum if a property may be in a propane gas system service area. This addendum gives the buyer notice that they may have to pay special costs or charges before they can receive propane gas to the property. The form contains statutory language from the Texas Utilities Code, Section 141.010. Addendum for authorizing hydrostatic testing. TREC contract number 48-1. Agents will attach this addendum when a buyer wishes to engage a licensed plumber to perform a hydrostatic test on the property. The form addresses the allocation of risk for any damages caused by the hydrostatic plumbing test. Which party will pay for damages? Addendum concerning right to terminate. Due to lender's appraisal, TREC contract number 49-1. Agents use this addendum when a buyer obtaining third-party financing wants the contract contingent on the lender's appraisal. Notice of seller's termination of contract. TREC contract number 50-0. Sellers can terminate an executed contract by providing this form to buyers. Addendum regarding residential leases. TREC contract number 51-1. This addendum is new for 2021. The Broker Lawyer Committee drafted this form as a supplement to the new language regarding leases contained in paragraph 4 of the contract. The seller will provide this addendum to the buyer if there are any residential leases affecting the property. The addendum contains provisions for terminating the residential leases or for assignment and assumption of the leases. Addendum regarding fixture leases. TREC contract number 52-1. This addendum is new for 2021. The Broker Lawyer Committee drafted this addendum as a supplement to the new language regarding leases contained in paragraph 4 of the contract. The seller delivers this addendum to the buyer to disclose any fixtures leased from a third party. The buyer can choose to assume any existing fixture leases or to require the seller terminate the lease and remove the fixtures, making any necessary repairs. Addendum containing notice of obligation to pay. Improvement district assessment. TREC contract number 53-0. Complete the addendum containing notice of obligation to pay improvement district assessment to satisfy the statutory requirement for the seller to provide written notice if the property is in a public improvement district, or PID. Landlord's floodplain and flood notice, TREC contract number 54-0. Complete the landlord's floodplain and flood notice to notify lessees of possible past flooding and whether a rental property is in a floodplain. Used with residential lease forms, including temporary residential leases. Seller's disclosure notice, TREC contract number 55-0. The Texas Property Code requires sellers of single-family residences to disclose the physical condition of the property and all material facts associated with it. Notice to prospective buyer, TREC contract number 57-0. Agents who provide this notice to buyers, advising them to have an attorney review the abstract covering the property or to obtain a title insurance policy. This form also notifies buyers of the particulars if the property is in a utility district. Notice of Special Taxing District, TREC Contract Number 59-0. The Texas Water Code requires sellers to provide written notice to buyers if the property is in a special taxing or assessment district, a district created to provide water, sewer, drainage, or flood control, financed by bonds paid for by property owners. The form discloses the name of the special district, the tax rate, the assessments, and the dollar amount of bonds, payable wholly or partly from property taxes or assessments. The form also discloses the purpose of the special taxing or assessment district. Addendum for Section 1031. Exchange TREC Contract Number 60-0. The agent will attach this addendum if either party plans on using the property under contract for a 1031 exchange. Addendum for Seller's Disclosure of Information on Lead-Based Paint and lead-based paint hazards as required by federal law, TREC contract, Form OP-L. Agents use this addendum for properties built before 1978 to warn buyers that lead paint may be present. Federal legislation requires that buyers receive this warning about the dangers of lead paint. Properties built in 1978 or later do not require this addendum. Non-realty items. Addendum, TREC contract, Form OP-M. Agents will use this addendum for transactions that include personal property that will convey with the property. Use this form for items not already listed in paragraph 2, B or 2C of the contract. Disclosure of relationship with residential service. Company, TREC contract, Form RSC-4. A license holder must provide the RSC-4 to disclose the receipt of compensation from a residential service company. While the agent may receive compensation from a residential service company, a company that provides home warranties on appliances or systems like HVAC and plumbing, the compensation must not be contingent upon a client purchasing services from the company. Subdivision information, including resale certificate for property, subject to mandatory membership in a property owners association, TREC contract number 37-5. The Texas Property Code requires mandatory property owners associations to provide information regarding assessments, judgments, right of first refusal on resale, and other information about the association to buyers. This form is used when a property is subject to mandatory membership in a specific property owners association. How addenda help agents? Bullet TREC provides promulgated addenda for almost every eventuality, limiting license holders' use of the special provisions paragraph of the contract. Bullet, the Broker Lawyer Committee, reviews and revises the forms regularly. Bullet, The committee also considers comments and requests from Texas, realtors, local realtor associations, and real estate professionals across the state concerning the need for updated or additional forms. Completing the notice of buyer's termination of contract. Provisions for buyer termination. Purchase agreements contain several provisions allowing buyers the right to terminate the contract at certain points before closing. The Broker Lawyer Committee drafted the Notice of Buyer's Termination of Contract, TREC Contract Number 38-8, to provide a standardized form listing a buyer's reasons for terminating the agreement. By checking the appropriate box, the buyer provides the seller with notice of the termination. Provisions 1 through 3 for buyer termination. 1. Option fee. If this box is checked, the buyer paid an option fee granting them the right to terminate the contract at any time during the option period for any reason, as long as the buyer notifies the seller of the contract termination by the 5 o'clock p.m. of the date specified in the contract, they will receive a refund of their earnest money. The seller, however, keeps the option fee. 2. Inability to obtain financing approval. The agent will select this box if the buyer cannot obtain financing approval from the lender. The buyer can terminate the contract by giving the seller written notice of termination and a written explanation from the lender stating why they did not approve the buyer's loan. 3. Property not approved by lender. In some cases, a lender may approve the buyer but not the property. Lenders deny properties for several reasons, including proximity to hazards such as high voltage electrical wires and the inability to insure the property due to natural disasters like flood zones. If the lender rejects the property, the buyer may terminate the contract by providing written notice of termination and a written statement from the lender with the reasons for denying the loan. The buyer may terminate the contract on or before the third day before the closing date. Provision 4, subdivision information. Some properties are subject to mandatory membership in a Property Owners Association, POA. The buyer must receive a copy of the subdivision information, which includes a copy of the subdivision's restrictions, bylaws, and the rules of the association. The buyer must also receive a resale certificate. The subdivision information may be obtained and paid for by either the seller or the buyer. When the seller obtains and pays for the subdivision information, if the seller delivers the subdivision information to the buyer may terminate the contract within 3 days of receipt or before closing, whichever is first. The buyer will be refunded their earnest money. If the seller does not deliver the subdivision information within the specified time period, the buyer may terminate the contract before closing and receive their earnest money. When the buyer obtains and pays for the subdivision information. If the buyer obtains the subdivision information within the contractual period, they may terminate the contract within 3 days of receipt or before closing, whichever is first, and receive their earnest money. If the buyer is unable to obtain the subdivision information within the required time frame, they may terminate the contract within 3 days of the contractual date or before closing and retain their earnest money. Use this addenda. If a property is subject to a mandatory POA, the agent will include the addendum for property subject to mandatory membership in a Property Owners Association, TREC Contract Number 36-10. Provisions 5 through 6. 5. Failure to deliver the seller's disclosure notice on time. A buyer can terminate the contract if the seller does not deliver the seller's disclosure notice within the required time frame. The buyer may also terminate for any reason within 7 days of receiving the notice or prior to closing, whichever comes first. The buyer will receive their earnest money. 6. Contingency on the lender's appraisal. Properties do not always appraise for the sales price. Sometimes a situation arises in which a buyer may wish to make the contract contingent upon the lender's appraisal. Paragraph 2, B of the third party. Financing addendum states that property approval is obtained when the property satisfies the lender's underwriting requirements, including but not limited to the appraisal. A low appraisal is one of the main reasons a property may not satisfy the lender's requirements. Why would a lender loan $350,000 to a borrower to purchase a property that only appraised for $275,000? If the lender is not satisfied with the property appraisal, for example, the property does not appraise for the minimum value required by the lender, the buyer may terminate the contract and the title company will refund the earnest money. Some buyers may want to waive the right to terminate the contract or even gain an additional right to terminate. If the buyer is obtaining third-party financing, other than FHA or VA financing, the agent can attach the third-party financing addendum and the addendum concerning right to terminate due to lender's appraisal. TREC contract number 49-1. Examples of termination. Due to lender's appraisal, the addendum concerning right to terminate. Due to lender's appraisal provides 3 options concerning the buyer's right to terminate the contract due to the appraisal. Select each arrow to navigate between the examples of how a buyer might terminate due to a lender's appraisal. Option 1 example. A buyer wants to purchase a home at a sales price of $300,000. The agent submits a contract stating that the buyer will pay $60,000 as a down payment. The buyer will obtain a conventional loan for $240,000. The appraiser's opinion of value is $270,000, which does not meet the lender's underwriting requirements. The lender will now only lend the buyer $230,000. By checking option 1, the buyer waived the right to terminate the contract for a low appraisal and will make up the difference between the loan and the sales price. The buyer is now on the hook for the $60,000 down payment plus $10,000. Option 2. Example, if the buyer selected option 2 on the addendum, specifying that they would waive the right to terminate the contract if the opinion of value was $270,000, they would make up the difference as in the previous example. However, if the buyer wrote in $275,000, they could terminate the contract if the lender lowered the loan amount. That way, they would not come out of pocket any additional cash. Option 3. Example. A buyer does not want to purchase a property with a sales price of $250,000 if the lender's appraisal is less than $230,000. Even if the appraisal comes back at $229,000, the buyer can terminate the contract within the specified time frame and receive a refund of his earnest money. The buyer could even establish the limit at the sales price of the property. If the appraisal comes in under, the buyer can terminate and keep his earnest money. Provision 7, cure period. The buyer can terminate the contract if the seller fails to cure any objections of the buyer or the lender. The seller has 15 days from the receipt of the objections to cure them. This is called the cure period. If the seller cannot cure the objections within the cure period, the buyer may notify the seller within 5 days of the end of the cure period that they are terminating the contract. The buyer will receive a refund of their earnest money. Provision 8. Other reasons. Examples of other reasons for using this addendum include terminating the contract. According to paragraph 4C2, buyer may terminate after receiving all natural resource leases on the property. Paragraph 6. B. Buyer may terminate if the seller does not receive the title commitment and exception documents within the required time frame. Paragraph 6(e)(12). Buyer may terminate if the seller fails to provide statutory notices. Paragraph 12. B. Buyer may terminate if any expenses exceed amounts stipulated in the contract unless the seller agrees to pay the excess. Seller termination of contract. TREC promulgates the Notice of Seller's Termination of Contract. TREC Contract Number 50-0. If the seller opts to terminate the agreement,